waiting. Hello everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Music Historical Podcast, where I take you guys to the journey of every single genre. This is Genres Galore, and you're about to experience right here. And you probably know my voice from my last two podcasts of Cases of the Crimes and Real Talk. It's me, Michael Honorius. Alright. This is the first time that I am not doing this podcast, and I'm doing a third podcast because I don't know why. I'm kind of getting a little bored now. I want to stay away from me talking with some stuff and then me talking about the crimes and the killing stuff. I want to be away. I want to be as far away from as possible, and now I'm just going to focus on something else. And it's music. I will take you guys to what's the first episode. You probably listened to what you just heard. And it's the non-copyrighted pop music that I put it in. Because I don't want to have to be, I don't want to get myself a little copyrighted for the songs I'm going to put. Because if I find out that this is a very copyrighted song, and it definitely made it and plugs in, they'll ask me to remove the episode, so I don't want to do that, so I'm going to have to put that there. So, Genres Galore. Yes, this is the history of everything you need to know about every single genre that you guys love the most. And they're asking three questions of what's the history about the music, and how this genre, every single genre, impacted the world. And for everybody else, and why do we like it so much? So the first episode is pop music. I will have more episodes of the every single of the other genres that I will be doing with. But for now, we'll start with the most popular music that we should all know listening to, and it's pop music. So pop music has been around for a lot of ages, and let's get to down some of the things and how it worked. So when talking about what's the definition of pop music and how this term goes, and then what are the recording, the songwriting, and the themes, the sounds that we had, and then what are the performances and what's the demographics of the music that we have too. And then we get into this history of the pop music from the 1890s. And then we head on to the 2000s, and then what are some of the pop music in the year 2010, the modern era? Okay, so, are you ready to get down on our first genre for this episode? No, for this podcast? Okay, let's right into it. Okay, so pop music, okay? Pop music is a contemporary music and common type of some of the popular music that we have from the classical, from folk music, anywhere else. The popular music, it is often as used as some other genres such as danceable rhythm, the beat or simple melodies, and some repeating structure, some of the songs here. And pop song lyrics of it are emotional, love, are often like emotion, like love or dancing. And the pop music has a lot of elements for rock, hip hop, reggae, dance, R&B, jazz, electronic, sometimes folk music. They have that element. I know it's pop music, it's just the general thing. But they can also mix with some other music, with other genres that they can put. So the broad appeal of this pop music have a some specific types of some popular music, and the performers and the recordings, they might be best-selling, or that song, particularly like a pop song, they might, everybody knows about what this sort of pop song they're listening to, and that's just how it goes. So as of now, they have distributed many record companies for pop music, It's involved like a mass marketing through some radio, television, and some other media that have been used. And it's part of everyday life. But they might have to face some criticism. What are the criticisms of some of the pop music? What are the issues of it? So we'll get down to the ones about the pop music because we already knew this one. Okay, let's get on to what are the recordings, the songwriting, the format of what the pop music look like. So a pop song can be written with a professional songwriter or composer given to a singer, because the songwriter has to write a song for that other singers, or a singer might have to write that one or perform that song by themselves. For example, we have like the success of the Beatles. The Beatles was very popular around the 60s, and they wrote their own songs from that time. And you probably know some of the albums they have, from Abbey Road, from Hell to Sgt. Pepper, Lonely Hearts Club Band, to Hey Jude, all that song, all that things from the Beatles. Because they are that popular somewhere in the UK for writing their own song at that time. Many of those pop songs, they don't write it by themselves. They don't. Some of the pop standards they have achieved being in their spot right and performing that song to different things. And they have some cover versions. If you don't know what a cover version is, it's about like other singers, not just like a, so they sang that popular song. It's like they already covered by the song or a little performer. They're common for that. They have some standard versions and cover versions that have the pop here. So the standard is like the song that they have their own fame. And the cover is basically the artist, some other artist that you don't know the name of. They sang the cover of that song, of any kind of pop song. They used it as a different kind of art. Okay, when a singer or the writer of that song are differently, okay, it's up to the singer who is the pop star, consider them as a pop star, with the writer, because the songwriter writes all that behind the scenes and such. The stars have been criticized for not writing or singing. So they're owned to by the fans of the genre, which is practically usual. Other rock bands, rap MCs, or singer-songwriters. Because, yeah, they have been criticized for just not writing the song they have on their own or singing to this song. Because, like, oh, very sad that they cannot sing, but they write songs for other people. Okay? But they not have to sing themselves. They just give them the demo and see what it looks like. Find an artist that can sing the song that was written by another lyrics, but another person, but another artist. On the other side, but on the hand, they also have been criticized for lack of artistic training or some of the technique by the listeners of the classic music, which can be interpreted music would be written artists because they have some of the concern, point out what the lyrics and lyrics might be missing, or they don't have any talents for, make it proper, what the sound of that music look like, what the rhythm of the music, what are the lyrics. Sometimes there won't be any lyrics, the instrumental or instrumentals of that song or any different kind of songs they have, but it's just there, right? So yeah, the pop singers can have it. There are so many known to name artists, pop artists, that have been criticized for whatever the weakness they have. So the recording methods of it is like a major influence on the pop. But they can tell by the distinguishing the classical and jazz. They're all have been taken from it. As well as some populars that are like natural, more of like a natural sound of what it should be like, or what a pop song should be like. It's a very more natural thing. So the performers make use like a state-of-the-art technology and some of their scoring studios to achieve the sound what they wanted. and the producers may have like a heavy influence when it comes to either recording a single or recording for an album, an EP, or anything goes on. So they have like state-of-the-art technology. They have like recording softwares. They have editing software, and they use like a sound. I think it's not like a sound machine. They use to sample the sounds or anything to make it more, you know, tuned up to what are the ones. And they have to listen very carefully to what are some of the mistakes, and they have to retake. Put all those in, you know, the frequencies, they know about the beat. I'm sure the pattern goes through. But in the recording music era, the single, okay, whatever the single is gonna be, is one of the most popular songs that everybody wanna listen to. And the album, that's the whole thing of the song, that's the entire collection of the song forming together. Are the little methods of the distributing some pop music. Singles and then albums. Or we can have singles and then munch it together into an EP and then forming into an album. That's the method they're using for distributing it. It has been many distributed in some of the formats like vinyl records, cassettes, CDs, or some internet download. You can just download it right away from artists' websites, to Spotify, you can pick, to Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, any kind of music streaming service they can use. So, no, I mean, that's what you usually know what they're doing, okay? So yeah. For the sounds and the themes, let's talk about that. Okay. The pop music generally uses like a simple and memorable melody and emphasize the rhythm, like syncopation, and then strip down to a riff or a loop that repeats throughout that much song. That loop, it definitely helps you out to keep this thing listening and keep repeating all those things. Keeps going on. I was like, okay, this is this, and then give that little riff or put down the chords or what they should remember, what everybody should remember. And make sure they're all in at the same time, right? It's a sync. Sure that the songs that we put down, they're all at the same time. Once we bring it. And some pops usually have a verse and a chorus. We should do that. With a different material they have. And bridge, too, yeah. Bridge in some of the cases they have. Sometimes they can have a verse and the chorus, or sometimes chorus first so that we can remember. And then we do verse, and then pre-chorus, chorus, and then post-chorus. They can do that. And they can put bridge, they can do bridge, or sometimes they can't do bridge, and just the instrumental. And then go back to chorus and then done. That's how the lyrics should go. That's how what the format of what the songs that we have in goes down along the line. Some of the vocal styles found in pop music have been heavily influenced by African American musical traditions such as R&B, soul, and gospel. So yeah, African Americans have that little pop music, but they also put that to R&B, to soul and gospel. All that stuff is in good place. The rhythms and the sound of pop have been heavily influenced between swing jazz, rock and roll, reggae, funk, disco, and recently hip hop. They also do hip hop now for, you know, the pop music that they have no love. They just add that one to hip hop. We'll talk about more of that one later, because again, you'll see every single genre it might be everything in the future, so you'll find it. And these songs are often about love, because sometimes we make a love song, we put a pop music. Or about dancing, you just dancing your way until all that feelings are gone. And many of the pop songs were self-referential, or talking about the performer, what their experiences at, and referencing their own performance for that song. Okay. Yeah, those are all mostly about love songs and just love and how we dance. We just dance in our beat. That's how, what the sound, what the theme of that little pop music should be like. So, we got it, that. Okay, so what are the music videos? What are the performances gonna be like? Okay, so for the music videos and some of the live performances used as exposure. And artists, they have a stage shows, use some choreographic dancing, you know, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, New Kids on the Block, any boy band, anything, and also girl bands like Spice Girls, or I think they also do Destiny's Child, but I might be wrong, but I whatever, this is just first episode, okay? Alright, so music videos are often released after that single, okay? They usually have a single first, and then we can put a music video to encourage that the video and the song to be brought out to the world so that you'll get the taste of what that music video looked like. And for the image, it's very important for pop music. Image. Remember that word. That's very important for that pop music. And the presentation for the public of the performers, the videos, interviews, have been responsible for the praise and some criticism. Whatever, what they present for the videos and the interviews they have, they're talking about, they put that into a praise of what they're good at, they're fine with it, and they put some criticism, what they should have done, or what they said that, yeah, this music sucks. You know, this music really sucks. I understand that. We totally understand that. Okay, what are the demographics of that little pop music? Okay, so for the record, CDs and DVDs, they were cheap at the time. The age and the average consumer have been dropped. It has been dropped because of the records, CDs. But in the early years of the recordings, Frank Sinatra, for example, sang about some love affairs, cheating, some champagne, and the nightclubs. And that describes everything right there in the nights. And the lyrics appeal to investors and some market. That's, take a little loud example for that for Frank Sinatra. They put a lot of jazz into it and some pop songs combined. So, yeah. Really good things happening. And the records become more cheaper. Teenagers were influencing the market, especially the promotion of Beatles tours, because the tours are very important. Everybody wants to see, you know, this person and buy the tickets so that their revenues, the tour revenues going up, but it might quite cost a lot for the artist's expenses for, you know, tour bus, the crew, the food, anything. Okay, because that might definitely cost you. If you know, make sure if you're as famous. If you're as famous as everyone else, they will probably not have a little good chance for that. In some of the recent years, trying to become one of the mid markets now. And we have to reduce the age of the consumer of the pop music. It's been down to like some teenagers. Yeah, it's somewhere around the teenagers or even kids. Kids can listen to pop music now, nowadays. Yeah, they do. So, for young people, have been interested in some fashion and spend their money and CDs, their merch on the new artists. You know, Billie Eilish has their own fashion. Yeah, Billie Eilish has their clothes, their merch. I have to throw that one little example there. And she has that new album called Happier Than Ever. Oh, I wish I would listen to more of the album. I will try my best to listen her whole album. Mandy, When We All Go to Sleep, Where Do We Go? That's like the first song. That's like first album. That's a little more popular. Hopefully the second album might be more popular than the first one. So, we'll see what happens. for whatever their previous generation they have, they want to keep their favorite artists for the young people to perform. It's more a little pressure, peer pressure into like keeping what their favorite artist is, picking the one, put their whatever the favorite artist is into a poster. Good one signs for maybe someday. And this conforming here, it creates a commercial support for some particular artists. It establishes the pop music as a mediator for the youth culture. Yeah, for all the youth out there, especially to the kids, teenagers, to young adults. Because we knew what that song was going to be. We knew what we have to look for. And because of that, since we listened to it, and heads up, there's lots of explicit, a lot of swear words across around it. But because of that, the problem has been the source of moral panics, than poor or not, because they're so good, but it kind of took a little too far, because their parents are really aware of reading lyrics. They heard what the song was like, but they have not checked the lyrics of that song. So they have viewed some of the explicit and suggested lyrics as it leads to a immortality and blaming the pop music for a increasing an objectionable behavior for the youth, for the kids of listening to this music. The pop music is really a thing that's kind of blamed by their parents. Because there are some explicit lyrics that they would not want to hear from the children. Well, I kind of want to say if they ever listen to it, because I love pop music. I didn't stop, but sometimes I wasn't aware of what that music was going to be, because I not hear like the explicit there. But I finally got into hear what the swears, and I really heard the explicit version, but I was not aware for that. I think the first one, when I was back in 2009, I think it's a song called Perfect, or I should say FN Perfect by Pink. Yeah, that's the song that I hear, but with explicit, because I hear that little F word from her mouth. But I mean, that was really the first song that I hear explicit stuff, and then some of the hip-hop stuff that I hear. When I hear the Jimmy Wise of the Philippines, I hear the Jimmy, and I can hear lots of hip-hop stuff. And one of the Jimmy has like a, you know, be the bass, and there's a hip-hop there, and I realize it's Eminem. But, okay, I'm kind of a little off-topic now because it's pop music, but really, pop music is a thing. And I did not hear about what their lyrics are about, and then kind of want into it because I kind of like it. But there's a lot of very explicit stuff that they're very aware about this little pop culture. Yeah. So that's what happens if they have a lot of pop music, because it might cost a lot of people or some kids to listen to it. But they better have to be careful. They wasn't aware that they might have some swears in the song, so. I mean, parents don't mind about it, sure. But if parents are a little aware, and hopefully they don't want kids to hear what they may be an F word, an S word. Yeah. That's a problem. That's more of a problem. Okay. Now, let's get on to the history. So now that we talked about what are the pop music, what we just been, let's go through the history of pop music, starting back to 1890s. Okay. Alright, let's roll it down. Let's press the rewind button and we'll take back to the time machine for 1890s. Alright, let's get on to the history. From 1890s all the way to the 20s. Okay. The dance music element of the Western pop betrays back to ragtime, which is very popular in African American communities And mainly, this is mainly to some sheet music and player pianos. They have done at that time before then. And ragtime now turned into a swing, which is an early form of jazz that has like a more of a dance ability as involved. Because there's a lot of dances, a lot of things here. It's important to note that, you know, the clarinet instruments, especially brass, have this nature of the rhythm help to ensure that the music forms were first to record and just pass into a record disc. Yep. All the instruments that you listen to, but if you want to listen to ragtime or swing, that was like the very old times that you can have to focus on. Yeah. It's just still forming through a little jazz on the very bottom of it. And of those dance forms that were originally from African communities, okay, they have started, you know, whatever the dance they're going through, they were from African American communities. And now spreading to some of the white communities, these are in the venues, that would hire black performers, you know, to dance around. Yeah. And they still have that all today. And in early jazz, somewhere in Paris, was been influenced by the minstrels, black and white minstrels, forming the ragtime. And then similarly to rock and roll, it has been widespread by the white communities to some extent. It did not take until white performers performed, you know, that song, they have it. And the elements has been toned down because of that. It's kind of shifted away from the genre. And the crossing of the boundaries around the race for those genres was the complete source of the many more panics inspired the pop music that we have. Because the race thing is more of a problem, like the cross thing of the race from whatever the genre they put on. Yeah, that's more of a problem for everybody in America. So that's tough. That's tough when that happens. Okay, so we're on to the 30s and 40s, okay. And some of the styles of listening development include the blues, they're still originating from the community. Like electric guitar for the blues in Chicago and Texas, and country, yeah, country music. Have the hillbilly music for some poor folk of a black folk, yeah. Yeah, black, white and black, the Sun Records in Tennessee, has been blended into rockabilly. It's a hillbilly and a rock combined. Did not know that, right? Okay. And the most important ingredient for the early rock and roll, however, type of jump blues, R&B like Louis Jordan, is led by Louis Jordan, who broke through into the pop charts back that then. Real nice. And later on was mixed with some gospel hand claps, some boogie-woogie, and the emphasis of backbeat. Like trainers who created that rock and roll. Trainiers. They're the trainiers. Okay. In the 50s, we have some early Western pop music, including Tommy Steele, Myra Wild, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bobby Darin, and Peggy Lee. And Bobby John Chopin. But some of the other artists as well, the early Western pop. And some of the artists like Bill Haley and the Comets, Platters, Fats Domino, Elvis Presley. Became a little popular for the younger generation. Because back in the 50s, Elvis Presley is very popular for the teenagers right there in the 50s, yeah? They were too high. And they have their crush on him. If you haven't know what the term of Laiko, L-A-I-K-O, yep, it's the popular music in Greece in 50s and 60s. Then it's very similar to some Turkish music, but it has been criticized from some all quarters of apostasism and decadence, and it's the Turkish roots. So yeah, Laiko is a more of a problem because it's the Turkish roots might be a little ruined, right? And they have some of the criticism
involved with it.
Yeah. Pop music has a lot of criticism for that. And the influence of Oriental music came most strongly seen in the 60s in Dhoyifitika, that's the Indian film for movies, with some Greek lyrics involved. And one of the most popular Indo-Ifitika performer, Manolis Angelopoulos. Okay. While the pure record was dominated by one of the superstars, Stelios Konstantinis and Stratos Dionysiou. So those were our parts from the other countries. They have some Greeks involved, some Indians involved, Greek, India, Turkey. They're now putting to this Laiko star. To this Laiko. Okay, let's get on to the 60s. Okay, so in the 60s, we have the Western pop music. Some of the teen idols in the 60s, from the Beatles, yes. Beach Boys, Cliff Richards, Sandy Shaw, The Who, Lulu, The Small Faces, Gene Pitney, and Shadows. So, we got those bands and artists involved now. And then we have more musicians like Neil Diamond, Bee Gees. Yeah, Bee Gees are not seeing lives for this all. Elvis Presley, Burt Bacharach. I'm sorry, Burt Bacharach. Okay. Cat Stevens, Aretha Franklin. Oh my goodness. Aretha Franklin's very most popular one. Oh, by the way, you watched the movie called Respect. Very good movie. Isley Brothers, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Screams, Marvin Gaye, Bob Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel, and some of the repertoire from the Beatles. Yeah, really good one. And the 60s also saw what was coined as boy bands. Boy bands. With the most famous era being the Monkees. Literally the first boy band ever had. But sorry, Monkees are the first, and then the Beatles are next. So, yeah, they have boy bands now involved somewhere around. Okay, now on the 70s, we have some brand new sounds, and it's now a disco era, okay? We have been overdubbed some of the harmonies of the Carpenters and the Karen Carpenter. Yeah. ABBA, really good song there. Donna Summer, really good one. Bee Gees, yeah, Bee Gees of that thing. Staying Alive is probably the most popular song they have. And there are some other songs that you can listen to. From the Bee Gees. Really good band. And realize the Bee Gees are from Australia, right? They're not like American or something. They're Australia. And so the piano bass pop of some Billy Joel and Elton John also pops in there. And we have some country sounds for the Eagles. And some rock influence pop of the Rod Stewart, Steely Dan, Fleetwood Mac. Okay. And then we have some of the important musicians. We have Pink Floyd, Rolling Stones, David Bowie. We missed you, David Bowie. Led Zeppelin, Supertramp, Styx, Deep Purple, Genesis. Genesis, by the way, is Phil Collins, man. Okay. And I really like the song of That's All. And there are some other songs they have. But That's All is probably my favorite song from Genesis. Neil Young, Barry Manilow, oh yeah. Yep. All you guys from 40s and 50s, all of you guys who are 40s or 50s, you should know this artist, okay? We got Kent Stevens, Carole King, Jackson 5, yep. You heard me, Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, been part of it, and then, yeah, and, yep, his family. So to pull up the pop songs into it, like ABC and I Want You Back. Ah, good ones. Miracles, Presley, Neil Diamond, Kenny Rogers. Oh yeah. I just had that little saxophone to play. Carl Simmons, Cher. Stevie Wonder. Oh my goodness, Stevie Wonder. He has a lot of things going on for it. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, that's good. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Okay. And some of the Australian, we have John Farnham, Olivia Newton-John, Yeah, she's very famous for that musical, Grease. Love it. It has a lot of big sales in some of their home market, in the crossover, okay, and the Olivia Newton-John from the U.S. Wait, Olivia Newton-John, she's born in British, but she's moved to Australia. So she's a British-born Australian. Yeah, she's involved with the song, some of the songs they have from the musical, The Grease. It's called Grease. Love that. And then we have some Aberesky pop starting around the 70s. And the Immigrations have some of the roles in the big cities. Gave a little new cultural synthesis for, Aberesky. And the makeup of the old taverns and music halls of a seal were shut down because of the music was coming. And some of the new urban residents have their own music due to the locality, mostly in the Middle East. And they termed the genre as a arabesque, due to like a high-pitched wailing that's synonymous with the Arabic singing. And the mainstream popularity rose to the 80s that is threatened of the Turkish pop music, with some of the rising stars as Muslum Gurses, you'll find it. And it has some of the underbeat of the Ottoman forms of belly dancing. Yeah, belly dancing has been in the place. Like Orhan Gencebay added the Anglo-American rock and roll to the Arabesque music. So we have some of the countries they put on into this. And then we have some Turkey adding some new artists. But however, in the 70s, somewhere in Britain, we have some new wave and punk have now into its place. Like I can't pronounce the name, I'm real sorry about that. And the Banshees. We have Iron Dury, Elvis Costello, The Police, yeah, everybody takes a, and the Stranglers have hit in the pop charts at the time. And some of the revivals spearheaded by Jam and Madness, followed by the way for some specials, UB40, yeah, Red, Red, White, that's a good one, and Dexy's Midnight Runners. Yeah, I probably heard the name, but UB40, though, the song Red, White, it's a kind of mixed combination of pop, and it's also the reggae music. I mean, reggae has a lot of things to them, but like, it's real dear miss with Bob Marley. Real good things throwing out a lot of things in the past, but we just got into it. Okay, that's 70s for you. Now, we're on the 80s. We have very popular music around the 80s, like Michael Jackson have the second epic label release called Thriller. Yeah. It's a really, really good album. It's a best-selling album. And he was the most successful artist around the 80s. Have 9 number one singles in the US alone. And selling over 133 million copies with just 2 albums. Thriller and the follow-up, Bad. Thriller and Bad, there are really good 2 albums for Jackson. Yeah. And somewhere in the early 90s, Jackson has been referred to as the king of pop, because yeah, he is the king of pop. Well, he was the king of pop. And another dominant artist around the 80s, Madonna. Yeah, she's very popular, right? She was very popular in the 80s. Got like a prayer, Papa Don't Preach, and one of the number one hits that she had, Like a Virgin. And they heard some of the female act of the decade. Well, she was the second place. Okay. Leads to the title as the Queen of Pop, and was being awarded by the MTV as the Artist of the Decade. Prince is another good example, also made a popular impact in the 80s, and he was adored by the critics they had. And number of his albums have topped out, like in the Village Voice of Just Pop, including the albums of 1999, Purple Rain, Sign of the Times, and sounds like When Dubs Cry, and You Got the Look. That's where Prince hits those songs into it. as part of the Manic Monday performed by the Bengals. And I Feel For You by Chaka Khan. A lot of really good ones here. And then we have top selling artists have now with Cher, King Wild, Gloria Estefan, Paula Abdul, Tina Turner. Oh my goodness, Tina Turner's really... She is a really, really good one. Throw in the song of What's Love Gonna Do It. Yeah, I love that. We have Tiffany, Kylie Minogue. Kylie Minogue was popular in the 80s. I did not know she was popular. I knew popular back in the 80s. I can't believe that. Yep, Janet Jackson. You know, John, you know that. Duran, The Go-Go's, Huey Lewis in the News. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of those stuff. We have Katrina and the Waves, The Police, Kenny Rogers, James Ingram, Lionel Richie. Yeah. All Night Long. All Night. Yeah. Very good one. And Stevie Wonder, Billy Joel, Tears for Fears. Oh my goodness. Sometimes Happen with a Head Over Heels. Yeah, I love that. Rex Smith, Cyndi Lauper. Oh my goodness. Oh, girl, just wanna have fun. And that's all really well. Yeah, that. And the Twins, Debbie Gibson, Aha. Take all me. Yeah, I love that. Whitney Houston, and then say, and I will always love you. Yeah. Yeah, Juice Newton, Richard Marx, Phil Collins, I can feel it all in the air tonight. Oh Lord. Air Supply, real popular one. Laura Branigan, Talking Heads, Europe Mix. Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. The Bengals, Colin Oates, David Slater, Kenny Loggins, Ken Rankin, George Michael, and Wham, because he's part of Wham. Rick Springfield, U2, Def Leppard, AC/DC, and Culture Club. Yeah, we have those things there. And somewhere around late 80s, we have the rise of the Swedish pop duo, Roxette. It's like, it must have been love, but it's over now. And then there's another song called Listen to Your Heart, when it's coming for you. Listen to your... Oh yeah, love that. I really love that song. And I very apologize to just sing songs there, but oh my god. When I listened to those songs in the 80s, I was dying. I was, like, dying when I listened to them. It's so good. And I can't help it. I really can't help it. So, in the popular music in the 80s was heavily influenced with some electric sound with synthesizers. Yeah. You got a lot with the synthesizers. Some drum machines, dance-type music, all that stuff. So, because we're into the 80s, we're into some, into the simulation with the synthesizers. Yeah, it hits me. And somewhere in the present, 80s is viewed as like the lots of one-hit wonders. Somewhere in the 90s have a lot as well. And the style and fashion sense and the look, their appearance in these have been influenced. And it's brought back in present with some clothes and style. They have been taken from the music video, and they had to recreate the clothes and style they have, bring here into 2021. Really love that. I really love that. And then we're on to the 90s, and then we have some popular acts of the 90s. We have R&B influenced pop acts like Mariah Carey, yeah, Destiny's Child, Boyz II Men, Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, and Vogue. Salt Pepper, MC Hammer, yeah, Sing Miss Factory, Brandy, and TLC. I don't want no scrub, yeah. Okay. And some of the non-R&B artists like U2, Cher, Michael Bolton, Brian Adams, Elton John, Alanis Morissette, like, you, I don't know. I love that. George Michael, Madonna, Shania Twain, Bon Jovi, Selena, I mean, she's famous. She was really famous around Mexico, but she died young. It's really sad. It's Bass, Celine Dion. Oh my goodness. Can't stop that. Nadine, Aqua, Sheryl Crow, Kim Wilde, and Jewel were very successful during that little decade. But I'm still listening to Alanis Morissette, guys. I'm still listening to her album. But yeah, she has that little pop music playing too. But Alanis Morissette had told some that I like to put a hand in my pocket is real good. The You Oughta Know, Ironic is a very good thing. Ironic is a really good song. That's my jam. Really. And in the 90s and somewhere in 21st century, one mark as the resurgence of the boy band and a girl group trends. So yeah, boy bands and girl groups are now coming away. In the US, they have New Edition, Call Me Bad, New Kids on the Block. They were in the late 80s and early 90s. Followed by Backstreet Boys, were the best-selling boy band. Backstreet's back alright, yeah? Hanson with that bop. But that's 2006 though. We have NSYNC, yeah, really NSYNC. 98 Degrees, yeah, you know, you name them. And then we have the huge pop girl band like Spice Girls, who are credited by the critics as the new revival pop that music in the US. And then towards of that little millennium, we have some pop princesses like Britney Spears, hashtag Free Britney, Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore, Robin, Will Ford. Those good ones there. And in the UK, we have the likes of Take That, Steps, S Club 7. In Australia, we have Kylie Minogue, yeah, and Savage Garden. I did not know Savage Garden was from Australia. I was like, yeah, I did not know that, but I wanna stay with you in the mountain. Yeah, get that. And the Irish boy bands include Boyzone and Westlife. Oh, yeah, I did not know they're in Irish. Okay. And then 99, we have the rise of Ricky Martin. And then Inside, Inside Out, You're Gonna Be My Loca. Yeah. And followed by J-Lo, Jennifer the Block, Jennifer Lopez. We have Thalia, Luis Miguel, Shakira, Enrique Iglesias, Paula Rubino, Paulina Rubio, and Marc Anthony. Wow. We got ones along the way. And then there are lots of pop bands from some continental Europe, such as Aqua in Denmark, Aha from Norway. Wow, did I know Aha from Norway? And we have Los de Rio in Spain and 18s from Sweden. And in the 90s, we have the rise of the pop music in Asian, right, some of the Asian countries. Known as J-pop, we have J-pop that has not been originally from Japan. We have Utada Hikaru and Name Aruma were sold over 50 million of the Asian markets. So we have J-pop coming away. It starts with the first ones into how are we liking this? Okay, now we're getting into the 2000s. So very nice. So the pop music have paved the way for some multi-platinum success. We have Anastasia, Backstreet Boys, still happening in the 2000s. Beyonce, Black Eyed Peas, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Sierra, yeah, Jessica Simpson, Ashley Simpson, that's one of her sisters, Hilary Duff, Let the Rain Fall Down, that's the Come Clean, man, a really good one. Lindsay Lohan, I don't know what she's saying. Kelly Clarkson, oh yeah, I cannot put you in the stand here that, I freaking love Kelly Clarkson. The first one that I listened to, not kidding, is Because of You. That's the very first time I listened to. Gwen Stefani, yeah. She has that song called Holla Back Girl on 99. Or somewhere in the 90s, yeah. Mia, Justin Timberlake, oh yeah. I'm braiding sexy back. Yeah, okay. And then Nelly Furtado. Oh, one of the songs that I love is, I have one of the aunts that I listen to and it's called Oh, what is this? Say It Right with Timbaland. Yeah, Timbaland was the very popular producer and was also one of the current artists from Nelly Furtado to Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Shakira, yeah, NSYNC, Pussycat Dolls, and Usher, yeah. And Robbie Williams recorded one of the biggest sales for the male artists in mostly European. And in 2002, Tattoo was from Russia, yeah, had this huge success and still continue to have that one as the best in Russia. And then we have divas and the 90s artists. We got Madonna and Mariah Carey. We have Madonna and Mariah Carey presented the albums. They're rule of the charts. And then we have the Swedish superstar Carola Havkis. They're, it's not very important. And the other of them trends include some teen pop singers. Like this channels are Hilary Duff. Again, the song company is good. We have pop punk artists such as Simple Plan and Fall Out Boy. Oh, Simple Plan. I just had that, you know, and the first song that I listened to, it's called Perfect. That's by them. And Fall Boy, oh yeah. It was like, it's coming down, down with the thunder around. It's honey, going, sure. That's, I don't know the lyrics of Sugar, We're Going Down. But that's, and Thanks for Memories, also. And then, as well as the pop rock acts like Ashton and Avril Lavigne. And let me tell you, Avril Lavigne was so good. She hits that more of a rock stuff happening. It's like a punk thing going on. But hey, Avril Lavigne, she's really good. And the emo music, we have Arthur Heights, Lost Prophets, Natural Confessional. Some of you might know it, some of you not. You don't know. And then one of the popular program, American Idol. Love that show. Do some of the pop artists like Kelly Clarkson, she's the first winner. Clay Aiken, Catherine McPhee, Chris Daughtry. He's from the band Daughtry, and I'm still listening to his band now from his 11, Dearly Departed, Dearly Beloved. And Carrie Underwood, she's a country pop artist. I freaking listen to Carrie Underwood. I think she's one of the artists that I listen to for the country. Yeah. Now, listen to most of the Carrie Underwood songs that we have. I think. Well, some that's very popular. And somewhere in Latin America, we have the pop group RBD. I don't know what that is. They have the great commercial success from the best of the Latin act in around 2000s. And there's also a major trend has created the multiple tiers of the pop singers. The one designed for some preteens and teenagers. It's not necessarily a little new development, but it's detrimental to that music as a whole. With some compartmentation of the music they have. So yeah, the pop music starts in with preteens and teenagers. They're now starting to listen to this thing. Besides some Hilary Duff, and there are some other Disney channels have become singers. Like Ashley Tisdale, yeah. And she's from a lot of things. She's from High School Musical 2 and 3. She was the voice of Candace from Phineas and Ferb. Really, not that show. Okay. And Vanessa Hudgens, same thing from High School Musical, all the trilogy. And some other four Disney artists like Jessica Cartney. Oh yeah. And one of the first song I listened to him is, She's No You. Yeah, She's No You is the first. And then Beautiful Soul, I did not know Beautiful Soul was coming into play. And we have Miley Cyrus, yeah, everyone knows Miley Cyrus. And then we have Ali and AJ. I think we already knew with Ali and AJ for that one. And then some of the early 2000s, we have the pure pop starting into morphing into blended. It comes more blended into different things. We have 90s of the pop stars such as Spears and Aguilera experience some of the diminished sales they have. And then proceed to change the image, the sound to more like an R&B style. And we have some dominance of the urban and the hip-hop radio in the US. We have R&B and pop music are now combined. And they have more and more artists are now emerging from it. Sierra, Rihanna, Under My Umbrella, Nell Furtado, Christina Milian, Mercury, Neo. She got her own thing, that's why I love her. Akon, you have T-Pain, Justin Timberlake, and Pussycat Dolls, yeah. We got you there. And sports are really nice. We have Korean boy bands such as HOT. That definitely leads to the Korean music or K-pop. It was now a rise to the Asian music. It's now becoming more westernized. Make it sound more westernized so that we can understand to the US and all that things. And lead to some of the reduction for J-pop. So J-pop should probably kick out. And K-pop is now into the rule. K-pop is starting to rule. With Asian within the markets of the Asia. Yeah. And this Hallyu is what they call this term. It's been dominating the Asian market since the early 2000s. And the Korean artists such as BoA, Rain, Bye, and Seven, they have broke a lot of records and sales throughout Asia and having some the same not only with their native tongue, their Korean, also some Japanese, Chinese, two different languages here. And the only contributed to some K-pop that helped stay throughout songs. And it's part of this new wave. We have the most popular song that everybody listens to dance, Gangnam Style by Psy. It was from the YG Entertainment. They have it probably there. And they have Korea boy bands and the girl group, BTS. Yeah, ARMYs, everybody listened to because I mentioned BTS. And Blackpink. Became very popular now. Worldwide. So, yeah, that's a really good history around 2000s now. And then, I don't know what happened in 2010 or in the year 2000s. And then as of right now in 2010, I think we already took a lot of things for now for 2010. And when it hits the, and when it comes to pop music, yeah. Yeah. So the popular music they have popular do some little dance pop, electro pop, and synth pop. They're now into its place. And some of the artists that we know, like Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Ariana Grande, Kesha, Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, Adele, and Lady Gaga were very popular with the songs, including Kesha's TikTok, yeah. Good song for that. Britney Spears' Hold It Against Me, Bruno Mars' Just The Way You Are, good one. Katy Perry's Firework, Gaga's Born This Way, that's kind of most popular from the Philippines. And they already put it in for her album. Adele's Rolling the Deep, really good. Rihanna's We Found Love, oh yeah. And then Swift's Shake It Off, that's popular in 2014. She was used to be country music back then, and now she's in the pop era. And the Bieber's Sorry, and Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, that's very popular in 2017. Alright, Grimes, Thank You Next, that's 2018. Billie Eilish's Bad Guy, sorry, 2018. And then Gomez, Selena Gomez, Lose Your Love Me. Yeah, that's a good one too. And then we have English and Irish pop band One Direction. They were very popular at that time before. And we have Canadian singer Shawn Mendes were some of the other acts that had hit the charts for that pop music. Jonas Brothers were a little came back in 2019 because they broke up. 2013, but they're not actually broke up, but they want to focus on their own. So Nick Jonas decided to broke up the band, as I learned that from the documentary, Chasing Happiness. And now they finally made it back, and dominated the charts once again. Also, from somewhere in that decade, they have some of the works from Beyonce, Lorde's probably intense, Lana Del Rey is also intense, Angel Lamar, Kanye West, and some others. And we have new pop artists that emerged from that decade, like Mike Posner. So that's a very author. Grande, she was one of the tourists. Now she's becoming a coach. She has made a lot of music and all of that. Halsey made it into the 15th. Megan Trainor, Bieber Rexha, Tori Kelly, Alicia Cara, Charlotte Puth, yeah. Julia Michaels, Maggie Rogers. Hailee Steinfeld, yeah, love. Camila Cabello, she was from Fifth Harmony, but she's longer now, she's on her own. Bozzy, Alec Benjamin, Billie Eilish, and Ava Max. Yeah, Ava Max. popular. She's one of the has songs called Sweet by Psycho. Yeah. And Katy Perry's second album, Teenage Dream, had the very popular in 2010.
Yeah.
As in the one singles from California Girls. And Girls spells like G-U-R-L-S. And Teenage Dream, Firework, E.T., and Last Friday Night. Okay. And then Rihanna had the number one singles, only nine though, spending 41 weeks of the chart followed by Katy Perry, Bruno Mars, and all that such. Okay. Web Tales and Adele have the best selling albums around the tens. Those are the only two have sold more than a million copies per week for multiple times. But Swift have became the first artist in history to have four albums debut in the 200, so over a million copies. Speak Now, Red, 1989, Reputation, and Lover. Yeah, those are the, those five songs are hidden in place. And she came first female to have six albums in the chart with just half a million copies. And America was crowned her as the artist of the decade. Yeah, I saw her at an award since 2019. And then we have in deck, so yeah, it's been pulling out a lot from it. And yeah, there's a lot of comeback. But also made in the pop history, like Backstreet Boys. They were very popular right now in 2013. Well, their final album, their last album, called In the World Like This, that was 2013 they had. And then now, 6 years later, in 2019, they are coming back again with their new album, with their album DNA. Yeah. But it's have their, have them coming back and need some new songs for them, so. Good one. It's now been more popular songs than I ever thought it would be. And it's starting to keep piling up and up and up. That's a lot of things to do. Okay. Now, I want to end some stuff with a criticism. What are some criticism of some of the pop music they had pulled out? Okay, so. So, Papa's been criticized, been overly simple and repetitive. That's what they truly thought of them. And the contrast, some little other forms of the music that it required years to master for to get in the profession. And it's often viewed as very easy to learn and perform than other genres. Yeah, pop music, when you play pop music, it is very easier to, you know, find the rhythm, find the notes there. It's real tough. But the musicians perform less in some of the live concerts compared to some of the other genres they have. It's very short. And some of the sounds of recordings were able to create some of the mixes that cannot be reproduced in live performances, because that's the one that they have a lack of. They don't want, because it will not be matched, it will be very impossible to do. Because once they have, it's like a point of no return. Right? Which lead the singers to this call lip sync. They just lip sync the lyrics. They just don't want to sing like at the top of the lungs. They just lip sync like this. Rather than after singing it when performing live or on TV appearance. So yeah, lip sync is the one they call. And the practice of using lip sync technology has been shifted from vocals away from like image, as we talked about before. Okay. And the vocalists often do not write their own music or just play an instrument, because they don't do that at that time. And the intricacy of some other instruments often traded for a backing chorus and synthesizers. They have been following using up for that. And following that, the music video explosion in the 80s, pop music became more image-based and they're less focused on the musical aspect for that performance they're about to do. Yeah, that's more of a little problem. And the pop musicians use simple musical techniques and refrain from some complex solos, using some of the all-time signatures, and compared to the other classical jazz rock, they do most of that time. They use the very simple techniques they have, but they have like complexing with solos and using some odd-time signatures not a 4x4. It could be 3x4, 2x4, or 6x8. Yeah. That's more of an issue. And lip syncing is the big thing. And if they try to fail lip syncing, oh, that's embarrassing. It would be embarrassing if someone fails to lip sync. And that's not good. But hey, that's just how you deal with it when it comes to pop music. And that's it. I am done with the first genre of this podcast. Pop music. Oh, hopefully you probably learned some of the stuff and I had a little talk too fast and I pulled out a lot of examples and I explained myself to what are the things they have in store. But that's how they put a lot of effort to it. So, yeah, that's really cool. So, I guess that's pretty much it for this first episode. Hopefully you enjoy the pop music episode that I love. And I wish I would do more of the other episodes that I want to talk about. It's real cool. Oh guys, that's the end of the first episode of Genres Galore. I will see you next time with another genre to explore more than we ever thought it could be. It's really nice. Okay guys, goodbye everyone. Take care.